Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones. And I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American. And that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty. And they can't stand it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, November 29th. Get ready. We got a big broadcast lined up for you. Huge developments. Things just get more and more intense by the day. And we're live Tuesday, November 29th. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more. Antibus on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTru Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Super Male Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A predatory corporate world government has openly been established and has announced itself, and its end-game goal, 90% forced depopulation of the earth. Communist China is their testing ground for their absolute tyranny, and now we've seen the UN, the World Economic Forum, leftist political parties across the world, big tech, the major corporations, Hollywood, all line up against free speech. And they're now saying everywhere that free speech does break bones, and that anyone criticizing open borders, election fraud, gun confiscation, pedophilia, energy prices, wars, are criminals who need to be arrested. I've got a bunch of clips out of the gates with this openly being pushed, openly being said. But let's remember the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, December 15th, 1791. Everything you're seeing is a classical, high-tech version of tyranny. We saw Bob Baer of the CIA, we played it yesterday, over the weekend, saying, your freedoms are pathetic. If there's no First Amendment, Americans shouldn't have any free speech. You don't want the Russians to win, do you? But there's a lot of big victories happening. Elon Musk has come out and said he's going to release the files showing the government secretly running Twitter. We already know that. A bunch of documents already came out. And they've responded saying they want national security investigations of Musk. Think about that. He's also come out and said, we're going to allow people to talk about COVID however they want and talk about their experiences. Oh, he's going to allow disinformation. That means challenging the official narrative that was a premeditated global government, corporate-created fraud, unified to push total lies on us and poison shots and suppress all sorts of treatments that were natural and healthy. Natural therapeutics, serious crimes against humanity, forced injections, Nuremberg Code violations. Meanwhile, Fauci's in a new video, we'll play next segment. He again defends Chinese lockdowns, saying they're great. We'll look at these incredibly tyrannical lockdowns. People locked up for hundreds of days. Not about the virus. A giant test of their social credit score where one day your smartphone says you're a yellow code. You can't return to your home. You live on the street for months. Another code tells you go to one of the emergency COVID camps. Another code says stay in your house. We're going to weld you inside your home for 120, 140 days. When your house catches on fire, you can't leave, and the fire department doesn't come. It's all about when I say jump, you ask how high. If I say stand on your head with your thumb in your rear end, you're going to do it. It's all cult brainwashing, all cult training, all weaponized psychological warfare, being used against the people of the world. But first, let's get to these clips. Here's a reporter at the White House briefing. Quote, what tools do you have to stop Elon Musk from restoring free speech? Then Sheila Jackson Lee, it's very well documented that words nowadays can actually break your bones. John Kirby says President Biden will not defend or support the protest in China because they want to bring that type of tyranny here. Where is Congress? Where is the response? Where are people calling this out? Well, DeSantis has. DeSantis says Apple removing Elon Musk's Twitter from App Store warrants congressional response. They're talking about doing it. I know what Elon Musk did. I'll leave it at that for behind-the-scenes information. They're trying to take him over, trying to stop him launching some semblance of free speech. So he thought, well, I'll make it look like I'm going along with him by throwing Alex Jones under the bus. I don't agree with what he did, but I understand what he did. But he is definitely freeing up Twitter, and they are in absolute full panic mode. That is all coming up. But first, this is a White House press briefing with reporters who are protected by the First Amendment, who are supposed to be the number one defenders of the First Amendment. And here they are decrying it, hoping the American people and people of the world don't have a voice. Here it is.
Question about Twitter. You know, there's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about the, you know, Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So, look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And, look, We have always been very clear, and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring, and we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting, and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, the social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing, and the president has been very clear on calling that out. He'll continue to do that, and we're going to continue to monitor the situation. Go ahead.
They're the ones coming at us with deadly shots. They're the ones caught lying on purpose on every front. You have the head of the CDC saying they knew the shots didn't work 2+ years ago, but they lied to us. It's just over the top. So anybody that disagrees with these known liars and gets in the way of their gaslighting is violent. Well, they're the ones violently coming at us with their GMO and their poison shots and their 5G and the rest of it. Here's Governor DeSantis talking about Apple's open discussions, as Tim Cook did to me 4 years ago, of removing Twitter off of the App Store.
Concerning. And then when you also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. That's like one of the main things that's being reinstated. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out. And Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech. And so if Apple responds to that by nuking them from the App Store, you know, I think that would be a huge, huge mistake. And it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
That's right. It's now come out that Twitter, Google, Apple, all of them have been helping China suppress their peaceful dissidents, that they try to suppress us. What China's doing is their goal for us, total enslavement. But here's Sheila Jackson Lee now saying, no, no, words do break your bones.
Let me just say this, Rem Sharpton. It is very well documented that words nowadays can actually break your bones. Words have generated violence. We've seen that.
Yeah, when the Democrats call for people to go out and attack Republicans. And then we got John Kirby, the Defense Department spokesman, saying Biden's not going to support people not wanting to live in a total medical tyranny and force injections and combat robots. Here it is.
I'm wondering, what is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
And so there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
Oh, really? Unless it's the American people. You people running our country are criminals.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just lay all this out. But then once I get on air and start talking about it, it's just wild. They've got the CIA on TV saying, screw your freedom, free speech is a joke, it's over. They've got politicians everywhere openly saying, we got to get rid of free speech from anybody we disagree with. You've got the UN saying they run free speech. You've got the head of this UN agency bragging they control the U.S. media. Communist China is being lauded for locking people up for over 100 days who aren't even sick. They've all got social credit scores where the phone tells them, just wait here. You're not allowed to leave this point. People just sit there on the street till they starve to death. Or you can't go back to your house. Or you're locked up in your house. Or you're going to a camp. And it's all UN directed. It's all being set up worldwide. They're getting it ready for us. You already saw what they did in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. And they're bringing it all back. And then I see a lot of people are upset about it, but some other people just think, oh, it's for our own good, let's go along with it, and then we'll get out of it. They have no life force, no common sense, no understanding of what's happening. And the average leftist knows they've got to defend the CCP because, well, they're the good guys. Remember under Trump, they had Washington Post headlines, Xi Jinping must crush Trump to save the world. Xi Jinping is a dictator on the order of Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler. He makes Kim Jong-un and Fidel Castro look like choir boys. And the most evil, corrupt, out of control, ruthless corporations are openly helping China suppress their people. And I saw last night, and by the way, China admits they're doing this, footage of them beating people over the heads, breaking people's arms in China if they try to leave their houses or if they just randomly won't be bent over on a table in the middle of the street and an anal swab shoved in their rear end and the woman screaming and yelling and begging. And I was reading the Twitter comments, and the leftists were saying she should do what she's told. It's for her own good. And you can see they break her wrist. They definitely torqued the hell out of it. Maybe she's double jointed. Maybe didn't break her arm. It looks like they break her wrist, and then they bend her over and men in white jumpsuits shove something in her rear end for a virus they cooked up in a lab with a poison shot they've got. And again, they lock people up for over 100 days in high-rises when the virus only stays in the body for less than 14, even if you believe the official story. It's all about what can you get people to put up with. And it's about Xi Jinping testing his dictatorship in his towns and cities to see who will enforce this god-awful, insane evil on people. If you ask why Hitler did all the things he did that were so bad, it was about power. Or the communists in Russia, it's about power. Or why do cults do what they do? Because they want control over people's minds. They are satanic control freaks. But we've got Fauci, The full video is on InfoWars.com. Again, defends Chinese lockdowns. Here it is.
The China's official news agency today published an op-ed asserting that the country's strict COVID measures are scientific and effective. Are they?
Well, when you want to shut down in order to interrupt immediately a process that's going on like the spread of infection, there should be a purpose to it. Like you want to make sure you get enough ventilators or enough PPE, or you want to get your population vaccinated. The comment that I made about their severe actions that they've taken is that you have to have an end game. What's the purpose? If the purpose is let's get all the people vaccinated, particularly the elderly, then okay for a temporary period of time to do that. But they have very, very strict type of a lockdown. They're locking people in their homes, which is really they can't even go out and, from what I hear, shop or walk a dog or something like that. That's going to create a lot of pushback on the part of the population if there's no underlying purpose of what you want to do.
Now, what are you seeing here? Oh, we just lock you up for a few months and give you forced injections. That's the good cop. The bad cop locks you up for 120 days, 140 days, and lets you starve to death. So, see, now just locking us up and having forced injections and vaccine passports and anal swabs, that's okay. It's just don't lock people up for over 100 days while they starve to death. So that's the psychology that's being pushed here. And that's the plan that these people are carrying out. And they know exactly what they're doing. It's all UN, WEF, Rockefeller Foundation developed, Microsoft deployed, UN enforced, on record, censoring the media, surveilling the public for control, and the end game is China, and all the rest of us are being forcibly marched towards this point. They're going right to the end. Can they lock you up in their house? Can they take you away to camp? No judge, no jury. So he said, what is the end game? The end game is the biomedical establishment being the priesthood for the big banks that own the big pharmaceutical companies, having world control and a world ID and saying they can just disappear you at any time they want while they cook up a bunch of gain-of-function viruses that'll kill the majority of people deader than a hammer, and while the very people cooking them all up are obsessed with depopulation, are obsessed with world government, are obsessed with killing you, and they tell you that's who they are. Bill Gates is on record hundreds of times saying he wants to forcibly depopulate the earth. His father is. Prince Charles is. Prince Charles's father, I'm sorry, King Charles III's father, Prince Philip, is on record saying he wants to kill 80% of the world with a deadly virus. And Klaus Schwab says China is the model of communism and we need to be under a Chinese model. Wake up, folks. That's who the bad guys are. That's the worldview. That's the transformation. That's the program. That's the operation. That's what they want. And that's why they want us off air, because we read their own documents decades ago. We've interviewed all the top guests. We've got their number. We know their plan. And there's all these thousands of other shows and thousands of flavors of political idiocy that are side issues and diversions. You know, I could come back next segment and do the most entertaining, hilarious hour you've ever seen, making fun of the left and what buffoons they are and showing you insane stuff. But it just makes you feel good, like you're laughing at them. Those are the people that have succumbed to the spirit of collapse. Just sitting here laughing at everything burning around us is not good. But it is important to look at what they've done to these people, and we'll cover some of that when we come back. Remember the guy involved who runs the U.S. nuclear stockpile? He just got arrested. They're right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so let's look at the clown world of the globalist minions they're putting in charge of civilization to collapse it and make the good, hardworking people that care, who build civilization, quit and leave. Biden's gender-fluid nuclear official, the one that looks like It the Clown, charged with felony theft after lying to the police. Now, why are you surprised? This is the person involved in our spent nuclear fuel stockpile and the storage of nuclear weapons. They'll do whatever they're told. They're totally compromised. And they're selling the message that you'll be promoted and put in positions of power if you illegally come here or if you're a degenerate. And what did he reportedly do? He pled guilty to it. He admits that he saw a 2,000 $200 bag at the airport and stole it, and then got videotaped at the same D.C. airport flying in and out with the stolen bag. When the police called him, he said, "It's my bag. It's my clothes." Later admitted, "Well, I took it, but, you know, I identify it as mine. I'm not joking." He says, "I identify this as mine." That's the magical thinking. Well, you identify as a woman. The woman is now an ugly man with a bald head and a beard in lipstick. It's a joke on women. These guys hate women. And it just continues on from there. Video. Disney show has kids hold up signs saying, "We love Satan." Starting to get the pattern here. It's not just Balenciaga. And that's for Christmas. Here's another one. It's up on InfoWars.com. Washington Post, New York Times, and New York Post praise pedophile play as brilliant that humanizes convicted pedophiles that rape children and stalk playgrounds. They all say it's wonderful, and there's even video of the play where they drool over the children. Pedophiles are good, and the mainstream media praises it. Meanwhile, thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are getting less than a year of prison time. People that brutally kidnap and rape children under 14 are given less time than drunk drivers. 7,000 plus. That, ladies and gentlemen, is this anti-human alien force that tells you a woman is somebody that looks like they're an alien toddling off the spaceship in Close Encounters of a Third Time. Non-binary nuclear official charged with stealing woman's luggage. What do you know? Then we've got all this we'll be getting into later. Top Balenciaga fashion stylist, social media loaded with images of satanic child abuse, witchcraft, Satanism, you name it. We're going to be going into that some in the next hour. Viewer discretion is advised. And it's the whole thing is like this. It's just, it's everywhere. It'd be like trying to count fish in the sea to tell you what's going on. They've organized their people. They're making their move. Remember yesterday I played you a clip. In fact, guys, go ahead and print me the Belgian pedophile scandal, where the government, top officials, judges, police chiefs had dungeons full of little kids they were raping, murdering, and torturing, and they found a bunch of dungeons full of dead kids, and some full of kids who are now grown women who describe what they did in the dungeons, satanic rituals. These are confirmed. This isn't, oh, debatable. Some magic nebulous pizza place, or, oh, what Q says is down under the earth. It's not under the earth. It's out in the open. That's all. Coming up at the start of the next hour. Then we're going to open the phones up and take your calls. But they don't just kill children in torture dungeons. That's what they do in their off time to blow off some steam, to have a little fun. But in the real world, in the open public world, not the hidden one, they kill us with 5G and GMO and poison shots. And that's why Fauci defends the communist Chinese lockdowns. That's why Apple turned off protest communications right before the lockdown uprising started in China. That's why Twitter helped. That's why Facebook helped. That's why Apple helped, because that's who they are. And now the Chinese military is hit the streets because China is what they wish they could do to you. They wish they could take your little farm. They wish they could take your children. They wish they could rape your wife. They are criminals of the highest order. They are rampaging Satanists who just have nothing but disdain for you because they are predators. And they see the domesticated, dumbed down, asleep, lackadaisical, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome, addled public, and they see meat on the table. So don't become a wolf like them, and don't be a sheep. Be a sheepdog, ladies and gentlemen, and admit this is happening, admit this is going on, and admit this is their revolution to normalize all of this, where they flip on emotions and, oh, you said something that hurts my feelings, you're arrested, but we're going to screw your kid. We're going to give you a deadly shot, gives you a heart attack. I have stacks of articles of children and young people dying of heart attacks at rates 10, 20,000 what they were before, unheard of, with these shots. And the federal government puts a study out saying children are having heart attacks and dying because you told them the shot would give them a heart attack, with no proof. COVID-19 vaccines and the misrepresentation of perceived side effects clearly on the safety of vaccines. A new major study with no evidence. Oh, it's psychological. Yes, even though their own CDC document, October 2000, said it would cause myocarditis, blood clots, and heart attacks. Now, if you know that, now if you see that, now if you witness that, now if you say it's wrong, you're the devil. So we consider and make fun of the head of the nuclear spent fuel radiation dump head and go look at the clown confessing to stealing a woman's expensive bag. By the way, who would want a $2,300 bag? You want the status. You'll be looking at you. All that does is get you robbed. I got a $50 suitcase. In fact, I almost don't even wear this Rolex. I never wore watches until my dad, like 15 years ago, gave me a green Rolex, which I like. It's just a cool watch, and I like it. But not because it's a luxury item. But I think I'm going to hang this up, and I think I'm going to get like a $100 regular watch. Just because I don't even want to contribute to this. There's nothing wrong with nice brands. Nothing wrong with wanting nice things. But in this dangerous world, it's just stupid. So how do I tell my oldest daughter, who another family member gave her a Rolex, don't wear that, sweetheart? How do I tell my 18-year-old daughter, don't wear one of these if you don't want to get hit on the head or robbed by the head of the nuclear stockpile? How do I do that? And again, it's nothing wrong with it, except it becomes a symbol of the largesse. Like it really becomes an idol. And I'm not judging anybody. I like my watch. I've worn it 15 years. But do I love this more than my family? Do I love this more than my freedom? Why do I even care about it? Because all our real values are due process and our bodies and control over our bodies and control over our sovereignty and our currency. It's all being stolen, so we cling to our house and our swimming pool and our Rolex and our car and go into a ball game thinking, well, at least I get this little bit of respite. But it's because you don't fully commit to fighting the tyranny, you're going to lose it all. There's nothing wrong with all that nice stuff. But it shouldn't come first. It shouldn't come second. It shouldn't come third. It shouldn't come fourth. It shouldn't come fifth. God should come first. Your family should come second. Your country, doing the right thing, being a good person, being engaged, being involved, being informed, being healthy, being strong. All that comes before all the stupid trappings and garbage. It's a hierarchy of needs. We got to get our heads screwed on now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Real evil, and how, whether it's these reports being mocked on the internet, on Twitter, on Facebook by the left, or whether it's them mocking the Chinese lockdowns on Twitter, saying how great it is, they wish that was here, the average person imagining they're part of Xi Jinping's takeover and loving the tyranny because they pretend they're part of it, totally insane. Overhead shot, please. Here are stacks of mainstream news articles. Stacks of them. DW.com, New York Times, all of it. Germany, 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile ring. Children given to known pedophiles over several decades by the government to be raped. Belgium pedophile scandal. Belgium still haunted by pedophile scandal. Belgian pedophile planned underground city of victims. Lawyer. Harmony and security. Serial pedophile planned underground city with victims. The revelation of WikiLeaks. Europe cracks down on global pedophile ring. This is all real. This is all real. This is confirmed. And it goes on and on and on and on. All these major institutions, all these major organizations, they know exactly what they're doing. And they're recruiting people that will then get involved in this so they can trust to put in positions of power. It came out last year the CIA would initiate mayors in Afghanistan. Before they put a mayor in charge, they would have them rape little children as a sign that they were under their control. That's mainstream news. That's NBC News. They just hide this stuff in plain view. So I played a couple-minute clip of this yesterday, but I'm going to play a larger clip right now, the testimony of Anik Lucas, survivor of the Belgian pedophile network. Children were mainly used for sex, but there were a number of aristocrats who were part of the club who also enjoyed killing children. Listen to this and realize what we're really up against.
My name is Anik Lucas. I am a mom. I have pets. And I'm currently the leader of an organization that brings yoga into prisons. I'm also a survivor of child sex trafficking. I was raised in Belgium and sold into a murderous pedophile network right around my sixth birthday. I was used in this network for 5 years and a half. Adult men that were part of this exclusive club were there for various reasons, but there was a lot of alcohol, a lot of drugs, and the children were the commodity, the highest, the most valued commodity, and were used for sex mostly. But there were a number of aristocrats that were part of this club who also liked killing children. And then my time had come. At the age of 11, I was about to be killed. I was tortured because someone who had protected me for a while and then abused me really badly was done with me. I was strapped to a butcher's block. That was black from the blood of all the children that had come before me. I was there for a few hours. My body is full of scars, and every scar reminds me of the moment. I thought that I was going to be killed like all the children that weren't loved enough to live. And I was going to be forgotten as well. And I wasn't ready to die. Someone from inside that network loved me enough to rescue me. That torture lasted a few hours. However, I was in that network for 5 years and a half. In that time, I was raped many, many, many times. I don't have any scars to show how many times I was raped. But I did the math. Usually it was a whole night and a weekend. And so I gathered that I was raped, actually raped, for about 6 hours a week. 1,716 hours of rape before I reached the age of 12. I grew up with instructions that were given to me by the person who rescued me, that kept me out of prostitution, kept me away from drugs, led me out of the country, Belgium, where this all happened. As a young adult, though I didn't have any scars, I had been projected upon so much as a sexual object that I attracted men. And part of me needed that to live, because that was the only way I knew how to feel good. And as a young woman, I was so disrespected and so used. And yet everyone was so ready to put the blame with me for being promiscuous, for being, as was said, cheap, a whore. All these things, all these epithets, so quick to denounce me. And then as I was healing, I realized, no, I have to break out of this pattern that I'm in, that I need sexual attention. So let me break away from it. Let me not objectify myself at all. Let me become a liberated woman. And so I worked for decades and decades, feeling into all the pain of what was done to me, all the betrayal of being sold by my parents. Children are the most vulnerable of our population. So we want to create a society where children will be safe, where children will have a community around them. Every child deserves safety. No child deserves what I went through and what millions of children each day go through. But unfortunately, the way the system is right now, that is part of the system. As women, we have so much potential to be truly empowered by feeling into everything that we as women endure. That gives us more strength than anyone. All that pain behind all that powerlessness and that humiliation, really feeling into what was done to me, really understanding that it wasn't me, that at the end of the day, I'm okay. I was a child. I was being victimized. It wasn't my fault.
Annika Lucas is a hero. They rape children to scar them for life and make them hate themselves, but she transcended it. She's a hero. And we're champions of the children, and we can't fight the pedophile rings without you. When you fund this operation, you are literally battling satanic pedophiles at point-blank range. So many of the people we directly face on a day-to-day basis in InfoWars are operatives of this cult and are involved in it. They are sick, and they are evil, and they will burn in hell. But we need your funding to stay on air, and we've got incredible products, biggest sell of the year, a whole bunch of stuff's already sold out. The T-shirts are almost gone. X2, X3, a bunch of other stuff. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bazo Beats. They're all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off. And today is the last day. Every order up until midnight gets a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. And these T-shirts are almost all sold out. Only a few thousand T-shirts left. They'll never be made again. They're limited editions. It's all there. Last chance. InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off. Promo code 1776. And so much more. Free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funds. These are great deals. Take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.